Hello, good morning. I missed you. I know I didn't connect with you via audio last week. I was at a wonderful women's retreat. This is a little bit of Sister Sledge from 1979. I wish you could see this video because there's these beautiful women in these colorful, sort of flowy, I already said colorful. They're so colorful, I said it twice. They're in these beautiful dresses in front of the New York skyline. It's just absolutely gorgeous. We are family. I was just feeling, I think because I when I went to turn on the recorder, my heart just connected to you, right? I just thought, oh, I'm so happy to be back with you. And I, first of all, before I tell you what I wanted to say a little bit about today, I want to thank those of you who have joined me for, you know, I put out an invitation for a 15-minute, what I call a coffee clatch, which is just a fun way of saying a short talk. And it's been such a beautiful, beautiful experience. I keep telling other people, my friends and family, that I love that experience of opening up the Zoom and then you pop in. And I know your name, of course, but I've not seen you for many of you. And it's such a, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you the joy when each face pops up and each one equally as beautiful and interesting. And I'm just delighted. So I wanted to start with that because that's kind of why that's why We Are Family jumped into my mind. Let me play just a tiny bit more. We flock. I think she said we flock like birds of a feather. That's so cute. I love that. And I feel that, right? I feel the kindred spiritedness of us. And even those of you that I have not met, right? Those of you I haven't met in person or I haven't met on Zoom, I know you. I see you. I do connect. I've said this before, and it's one of the things I love to do is I look at your names and feel as if we're all in one space. When I'm talking to you like this, I feel as if your energy is here. And I think it is. I think it is. So the other reason that I chose We Are Family is because, as I said, I was at a women's retreat last weekend. My friend Brittany, she's a new friend, and I just fell in love with her immediately. Brittany was hosting an event, and she asked me to facilitate one of the sessions and also invited me to spend the entire weekend with them all. So I got the chance to not just be there and lead something, but also to participate. And from the moment I stepped onto the grounds, it was held at a center in Sonoma, California called Westerbeek. And I'd never been there, Westerbeek Ranch. And the moment I stepped onto those grounds, I could feel sort of like this release of, it was so beautiful. They had picnic tables outside and lights strung on all the buildings and color and art everywhere. There was a pool and tons of different small outbuildings where various things could happen. Brittany had printed out all of these very colorful and artistic name tags for people to choose from. It felt welcoming and it felt inviting. And I saw all these people I didn't know. Brittany was the only one I knew. And I was immediately struck by how important it is to step out of our day-to-day world. And I talked to you about this quite a bit, right? And it doesn't have to be, but let me just preface all of this by saying, it doesn't have to be literally going to a retreat, although
we all said many times during that weekend how beautiful and necessary it can be to be with new people in a new setting, away from our lives, having the chance to reflect. Most of the people there, maybe everybody, were mothers and of children of various ages. And there's a particular kind of reflection that can happen when we're away from our children and our families, even if you don't have children, being away from your spouse, or even just being away from our typical, you know, homes. It creates a space for us to see our lives anew. And I think that that is so important and can be, not always, but it can be a difficult thing to create that kind of space, right? But that's been on my mind since last week. You guys probably know, those of you who've been hanging around for a while, before the pandemic, I used to take myself on quarterly retreats that I would go to this little cabin called Josephine's Cabin, not too far from here. It was about 45 minutes away, which I loved. And it was just a short drive, but long enough, right, that I couldn't just zip home. And that there was no self-service there. There was no Wi-Fi. And it was one-room cabin with a little outhouse. Unfortunately, they never reopened after the pandemic, which makes me super sad because it was affordable too, which, you know, is really important. It wasn't like going to a hotel or someplace that costs a lot of money. It was very affordable. I used to just pack up a bag full of favorite food and some books and my computer. And I would go and write and I would walk and I would listen to recordings. And I've missed that so much. I haven't yet found a replacement place that feels, there was just something about Josephine's Cabin. Anyhow, back to this idea of how do we give ourselves that time? And as I'm asking this, I'm wondering if you could just close your eyes as you're listening and think for yourself, how do you get that time away from everything that's known in your life and get into a space where you can actually see things from that sort of that mountaintop perspective? And I think sometimes, and this is an important thing to consider, sometimes that comes not from actually having to go on a trip or a retreat, but it can come from doing something that's novel. I think novelty is really important for us to be able to break out of, you know, so sometimes to break out of conditioned feelings or stories that we tell ourselves. When we have novelty, like, you know, going on a retreat is a form of novelty, but it doesn't have to be that. Yesterday, I was with some friends who were visiting from Maine, and it was my friend Maya. Sometimes I share her poetry, Maya Stein, and she was with her wife Amy Tingle, and Steph joined us, who lives in Alameda. And Maya had just received news that she was the new poet laureate of Belfast, Maine. And so she had texted a group of us to tell us that good news. And so when I found that out, I packed up my picnic basket with some champagne and some champagne glasses, and I have these red checkered tablecloth and napkins that are vintage looking, I'm not sure which, and got some fun cupcakes, and brought, of course, little parasols because I love my little cocktail parasols that you could put in the cupcake tops, and some bubbles. I packed it all up in my picnic basket, and we had a tiny little celebration out in Yerba Buena Gardens, which is in the center of San Francisco. And the novelty itself was just delightful. Something about, and I encourage you to try this, because it can be as simple as, you don't need the champagne, right? But something as simple as a red and white checkered cloth
and a picnic, right? Outside somewhere. I can't tell you the number of people who paused and, you know, oh, that's so nice. Oh, how fun. A couple of people stopped, and we had some great conversations because people stopped to say, oh, it's so fun. And it's a way of inviting in. It's a way of inviting in something else. Because sometimes our lives, we just go along, right? It's today is the same as yesterday. I love this, Bev. I don't know if you're listening to this, but Bev is in my coaching group. And one time, I'll never forget this. I love this. One time in our coaching group, Bev said, I love this because when we're here in this group, it makes it so that today is not the same as yesterday. And I loved that because we were, you know, typically in the coaching group, we might watch an interesting little short video or play some music and obviously do some coaching journaling things, or sometimes we do creativity activities. And when she said today is not like yesterday, it's kind of like a ding, 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 ding in my head, right? That we can create, you guys know, right? The whole pinpricks of light. We can create pinpricks of light so that our moments sparkle and they do feel fresh and new. And we can do that for ourselves, or we can take advantage when we see things out in the world and we get a tiny niggle like, oh, I want to do that. I want to go to that roller skating event, or I want to go to that dance. I saw yesterday there was a sign, we were out walking. There's a Salesforce, sort of a whole like park that they've created that's elevated up above. I guess that's what elevated means. And we saw that they do Zumba. And I was like, I want to go to Zumba out here in the gardens up above San Francisco. You know, it sounded so fun. So when you see something, or you see like, oh, there's this thing happening, this group, I'm going to go. I'm going to risk the uncomfortableness of doing something new, because I know on the other side of that, there's going to be a connection. There's going to be a perspective on my life. There's going to be something fresh that I get to see about who I am. I know I've been kind of jumping around, you know, from retreats to novelty to bubbles and champagne and picnic baskets. But to me, they're all in the same realm. It's that realm of what Bev said. Thank you, Bev. I hope you're listening. Today is not like yesterday. It's a way of seeing our lives anew and knowing that we are, I mean, you know, we're able to create something fresh. We're able to create something new. We're able to actually step out of any sort of story that we have about who we are, what our lives are like. And if it's even for a moment, go somewhere fresh. You know, and this all harkens back to, you guys know my story of when I went through that just terrible, terrible depression and was suicidal. And it felt like an iron wall closing in on me. And during a meditation, one in-breath, where I felt okay, I heard a voice in my head say, I don't want to kill myself right now. That moment was a pinprick of light in that iron wall. And that's what we can have when we pay attention. It's not solid. Our lives are not solid. Our beliefs about ourselves are not solid. We can have these tiny pinpricks of light, and over time, we realize there's more light than dark iron wall, right? There's more aliveness than that which is crushing us. So, oh, before I go, oh, goodness, I'm so glad I remembered this. I had to reschedule. I had a group coaching call. I was doing a free group coaching call last Tuesday, and we had terrible, terrible, terrible winds here in San Francisco, and the power kept going out. And so I had to reschedule it because I was afraid, rightly so, that I wouldn't be able to get on Zoom. So I've rescheduled it for this Tuesday, the 21st, I think. Let me see on my calendar. at 4 o'clock Pacific time. So it's Tuesday the 21st at 4 p.m. That would be 7 p.m. Eastern time, and then whatever other time across the country and the world. And I'd love it if you come. And I think it does pertain to everything we're talking about, because what I'm going to do is it's just an hour. I'm going to, just like I do with my ongoing group coaching, I'm just going to create a space. I'll bring some interesting things to do together. We'll get to see each other's faces. If you want to be on video, you don't have to be. You can be just kind of be on audio if you want. You don't even have to participate. You could just listen and bring your journal. But I encourage you to come and try it out as a form of a tiny stepping out of your day-to-day life, a tiny way of doing something fresh and new, something that might give you a tiny bit of insight into yourself or your life, who you are, what brings you to life, what makes you feel alive and full of vitality. Just an hour, I promise you that whenever we create that space, this is why I love coaching, whenever we create space, something happens, right? When we create space and we show up and are as present as we can, something interesting always happens. And I'd love for you to join me. I'll put the information in the, along with this audio. And oh, let's go back to our music for a minute. And then I'll say goodbye. Even watching this video is novel. Seeing these beautiful women.
Dancing around Manhattan behind them.
Our family.
All right, there's your challenge. Are you dancing? I am. After you listen to this, you can even turn on this Sister Sledge 1979 official video and dance around some more. So even that, I just noticed that, right? So I wasn't planning on dancing, but it was really fun to dance with you. Just in that moment of, this is something new. This is something new. So I encourage you today, watch this video and dance, or say something that's at the top of your mind that you might not normally say. Take that street that you don't usually go down. Put on your calendar to come to my group coaching and then really do it. Challenge yourself to find the novelty, to find those places where there's connection, to find those places where you can get some perspective and feel like there's possibility and there's newness. All right, I love you. Bye-bye.